What's up, everybody? Hey, I want to welcome you to Engaging Heaven today. I need to tell you that you were created for the supernatural. God has a plan for your life. In the next few moments, we're going to feed your spirit. We're going to cut through the fluff and get to the stuff. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today. What's up, everybody? Hope you're doing well. Friday edition! We're here. We made it. Powerful week. Go back and listen to the episodes that you've missed, even the ones from a long time ago. I got people now, shout out to many of you. They join us, they love the content, and they go back and listen to everything. We're going to call this episode Unholy Matrimony. What happened to marriage? Oh, this will end differently than you think, this episode. But what happened to marriage? What happened to, you know, I remember being in India, and I was talking to this dude, Amin, and he was telling me he was getting ready to get married, and then another guy named Prakash, and these dudes were like, yeah, I can't wait to get married, and I'm thinking, wow. He's like, yeah, my wife, I don't really know her, haven't met her, haven't seen her. I mean, I'm in America trying to understand what an arranged marriage is. Legit. And he's like, yeah, I don't know. My dad picked her out. I mean, I'm sure she's going to be perfect. And I'm like, what? I'm like, bro, have you seen her? He's like, I saw her eyes. Cause you know, she had a covering on. And I'm like, okay, bro, I just got to ask you the question. What if you get married and then, like, on your wedding night, she removes the veil and she got, like, horse teeth? Like, what? Like, what if she is jacked, bro? And you can't. I asked him this. I was an ignorant American, man. I'm like, well, bro, what if her whole grill is jacked? Like, but here's the, I know you're cracking up, but here's the funny thing. It's been proven arranged marriages. Now, I'm sure there's lots of destruction and stuff behind it. They last. Like, I understand there's abuse in those countries and I'm not even trying to go there. I'm just telling you, they work. There's something about, you're the one that I'm going to spend the rest of my life with, and we're going to make this work. There's something there. I'm not saying we go to a real, don't be weird. There's something there, I'm telling you. In America, we don't even want to marry anymore. We've lost the beauty of marriage. I know well-meaning people. I don't need, why should I ever get married? Oh, it's just a piece of paper, blah, blah. Just the dumbest things you could ever hear. Think about, what's about marriage? What about a God-ordained institute, like God-ordained covenant? In America, listen, I'm not stuttering on what I'm telling you. You can find all these stats out yourself. In America, the U.S. Census Bureau, listen to this, 41% of first marriages end in divorce. That's 4 out of 10. 4 out of 10. Over 4. 60% of second marriages end in divorce. So let me tell you how this works. Most people, I've been divorced, so most people are divorced. So that number is just trickling. 6 out of 10 second marriages, not going to work. 75% of third marriages. Almost 8 out of 10 aren't going to work. Here's some facts. In America, there's one divorce every 36 seconds. That's 2,400 divorces a day in America. 16,000 divorces a week. 876,000 divorces a year in America. Almost 1 million a year getting divorced in America. The average length of the marriage is 8 years. People wait average of 3 years before they remarry. I mean, just crazy. If your parents stayed married, your risk of divorce decreases by 14%. People that wait to get married until they're over the age of 25 are less likely to get divorced. Average age of someone divorced, 30. Living together, this is the world now. Living together prior to getting married will increase your chance of getting divorced by as much as 40%. Isn't that crazy? Oklahoma has the highest divorce rate. Arkansas, Alaska, dang, y'all need to stay married. Look, one day I asked the Lord a question because I saw ministers getting divorced in droves. Like nobody's, like we've lost the sanctity of marriage. It's turned into an unholy matrimony. I asked the Lord one day, honestly, I went to prayer. I said, God, all these people that are struggling, marriages are falling apart left and right. I need you to tell me exactly what this is, what is going on. The Lord spoke to me so clear. You're going to hear it after the break. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today.
Rebecca here. We want to thank you for tuning into the Engaging Heaven Today podcast. As always, please subscribe to our daily devotionals. And when you get a moment, leave feedback and let others know how you're being blessed. You can find more information at www.engagingheaven.com.
What's up, everybody? We're back. We're talking about craziness. We're talking about unholy matrimony. Really, we don't value marriage anymore in the country. And I know the variety of reasons. Look, if you've been divorced, there's no condemnation. Like I said, I was. I got married literally, I think, at 15 or 16 years old. I had a kid at 15. I got married at 16. My mother had to sign the paper for me. Don't get married, kids. Don't get married. And then only a few years later, I was like, you know, divorced like at 20. I mean, it's so stupid. So listen, but it's we have to value marriage, right? I realize that you can be in a marriage and have no love and no nothing. You shouldn't be in it, right? At the time, you had churches pushing you. This is what's right, but no, you don't do that stuff. And now, you know, gosh, I've been happily married for a long, long, long time. But anyway, I asked the Lord one day. I said, God, what does this all mean? What is happening? Like, why are marriages not being honored anymore? And here's what the Lord told me. He said that marriages are failing. People aren't staying committed to each other, ultimately because they don't stay committed to me. People are not staying committed to each other because they're not staying committed to me. How can we honor a relationship in the natural when we're not honoring God's relationship first? You and your spouse, if you're single, look, you better be married to Jesus. You better make sure that that relationship is the strongest there is. This ain't about marriage, right? Everybody fantasizes about being married. It's not that. We have to be married to Him, right? We have to be married to Jesus. And your relationship with whoever it is in your life, whether it's a mother, father, sister, brother, spouse, child, whatever, your relationship to that person is only going to be as strong as your relationship to God is, period. I cannot be the husband, the father, the pastor, the whatever to anybody in my life if I'm not connected to the source, which is God. If you're single, you can't be the best coworker, the best friend, the best daughter, the best whatever to anybody, the best future wife if that's your desire, if you're not staying connected to Him. We live in a disconnected world, and marriage is just on the marriage is suffering really on the altar of disobedience. It's not about marriage at all. This has nothing to do with marriage. This has everything to do with the marriage supper of the Lamb. This has everything to do with our relationship to God, our connection to God, and how it's spilling out into society and things that are that were so holy, so holy. I mean, you didn't just jump into marriages anymore. They're hardly ever considered today. Marriage does matter. If that's your desire, that does matter. And that's why I said there's got to be, look, don't think I'm not going to try to arrange my marriages. I mean, my kids' marriages. Look, People are crazy, man. We don't value relationships anymore. Where does this end? That's why we need another great awakening in America. This nation has, in the world, this world has lost its mind. And we've got to make sure that our relationship to God is before everything, right? One of the best, earliest podcasts we've done was The Lie That You've Been Told, right? And, you know, God, family, and the whole premise of it was, it's God first and there is no second. And if we make God first and there is no second, then you are going to love your family because you're connected to God. And you're going to be the best friend you can be because you're connected to God. And the best boss, coworker, student, friend, whatever, daughter, granddaughter, because you're connected to God. And so when you see marriages break around you, just understand it has nothing to do with the marriage. It really doesn't. It's a lack of connection to God. It's a lack of connection to the source where all things flow. And I want us to be mindful of that. This weekend as we go, I want you to be mindful. Look around you. Keep your eyes open. Be aware. The breakdowns you see in society is a spiritual issue. It's a spiritual deficit. It's a wound. It's a wound. We just did a meeting in West Hartford, Connecticut. Had an explosion. The next meeting is going to be June 22nd. And you know what the Lord told me? I'm going to heal the broken heart in Hartford. Man, this country has a broken heart. And the only thing that's going to heal it is the Father's love and our love for Him. And God can do it. So I charge you this week, today, this weekend, love God. Come on, look at others and realize next time somebody tells you that there's marriage is suffering and what's going on, just be aware that the issue really is our direct connection to the Father, because He loves you and He has a great plan for your life. We love you. I love you. And I thank you, as always, for rocking with Engaging Heaven today.
On behalf of Pastor James Levesque, we want to thank you for tuning in to the Engaging Heaven Today podcast. If you're ever in the Connecticut area, join us at Engaging Heaven Church. We're the one church with two locations, New London and West Haven. For more details, go to our website at www.engagingheaven.com.